the very best from the Nottinghamshire music scene. This is the Music New Music Podcast with Mark Dow.
Thou shalt only play new music. Thou shalt only play new music born in the great county of Nottinghamshire. Thou shalt honour and play all forms and genres of new music. Merry Christmas, everybody. Ho, ho, ho.
Santa, this is the Music New Music Podcast, dreaming of a Nottingham number one live at the biggest headline show by a Nottingham artist ever. Kicking off with another epic piece of musicianship from the Barnum Reserve, Stories from the Paper House, big track. We'll share more about this epic night and say hello in a moment. But first, some hip hop courtesy of Dr. B. By the way, who's looking forward to seeing Dog Is Dead?
Don't vent and through this depression, ailments, failure to live, discovered by paleon. Intelligence ain't nothing fair in this wasteland in the hour of vanity, arrogance, hollowness, half-hearted idiot, give or take back artist, selfishness, or to some degree, is found in all of us, carrying viruses and our nature's falling itself as a pit that's bottomless. Fire track started by Maloney and water scratched through, deeper than the Nautilus, disregarded, honorless, never a harbourless, treated as synthetic gems to the soul are caught on it. Who am I? The fatherless, prodigal son and daughterless, feeling honorless, pondering, where is that God in all of this? Drawn into pounded ounces of wine into my cartilage. Honestly, I don't know why my existence was prolonged again, but I'm here for now, so call my image in your heart to Sphinx the Marvelous.
212 to push the valve, locomotive steam power. When I vent my full capacity, little ones, they will cower. Son, I'm chasing out the cowards who would pick the blind and mower. Sheep's headed, they lie boldly, but with a wolf body devour. Undermining underhanded, play the hand, the taste is sour. Leave a memory of pain, even if less than an hour. Cause the negativity has been built up like a tower. I'm here to knock it down, so I let those bricks shower. I vent this out, open combustion inside my chambers. Carry my thoughts in transit, I bust them like lamers. Let my steam flow through prank time foolery capers. Cause despite my frustrations, I'm among the world shapers. But I'm not up high downtown Manhattan like I'm Draper. I come through technocratic with my verbal lightsaber. Overload the circuitry, cause a short just like a breaker. When I let out everything with my focus, sharp razor.
We're the venting technocrats who've been keeping to the back. In the silence we're masked, we'll peer through the slats.
That's Dr. B and Venting Technocrats, really, really feeling that tune. This is the Music New Music Podcast, Not and Proud. Backstage and a bit hoarse at the biggest headline show by a Notts artist ever. Dog Is Dead, supported by two Notts bands that you chose, Kappa Gamma and Cagoule. And no, I did not kneecap Tribes. On this week's show, we'll have interviews with the bands, some bus stop inspired tunage, a Christmas song, and we'll finally get our asses in gear and play that Rob Green live session. Right now, straight into proof, we always honour those sacred three commandments and play all genres of music. We started with the epicality of Barnum Reserve, then the hip hop of Dr. B, And now it's time for the woman destined for pop mega stardom. This is new music from Ronica. We'll do the rewind next. New music, that's brand new talent, Flipside Theory. The track is called Motherboard Literature, featuring a sample recorded at the Broadmarsh of all places. Random. This is the Music New Music Podcast, dreaming of a Nottingham number one. It's time for
The Rewind.
The Rewind. The track from last time, so good we had to play it again. The massive new single from Patchwork Grace, out on iTunes now. This tune is huge. This is Patchwork Grace and To The Disco, that Christmas song on the way.
Yeah.
Music Podcast with Mark Dell. Feel the music.
Christmas tunage from Johnny and the Raindrops before Granny's Christmas Dinner. A stunning return from Frontier. Saw that track live recently. Wowza. This is the Music New Music Podcast. Full track listings are online now. It's time to go.
Back to the future.
Back to the future. This is where we share with you something from our current future session, which is online now. This is where we showcase a potential future Knots number one. Get them in the Electric Mayhem Studios, play a few tracks, and record it all on the confetti cameras. We're on a great run of sessions at the moment. No artist has wowed our ears and hearts more than this dude. Lovely bloke, incredible talent, bringing the soul back live in the Future Session Studios. This is Rob Green and Cardinal. We'll catch up with some of tonight's live stars next.
I know you make me angry, fill me with greed. I wanna drink every drop of you to satisfy my gluttony. I lust for your kiss, but so does everybody. And as you lay by my side, turning envy into pride, is when I realize you're deadly. Yes, you're deadly. Some parlor tricks, conversations getting stale, falling by the wayside. We flounder till we bail. Now we're here, you've got me thinking. Now we sinking, are we swimming? Either way, you've got me hypnotized. There's that silence I hate, and I seem to hesitate. Even the air we breathe is magnetized. I'm the cavalry you rode in, the horse you ride is Trojan. And just like a poison, you have got me, yes. It's a curse that can't be lifted, and now that I'm afflicted, it comes as no surprise. You tempt me every time. You're deadly, you're deadly, you're deadly. Seep into every part of me, down through my skin, into my bones. But your sultry stare would indicate, somehow you already know, that when you move near to me, there's a cool energy that stuns me each and every time.
This is the Music New Music Podcast with Mark Dell. Feel the music.
How'd you feel? That was awesome.
I'm really happy.
You're alive. You're not dead.
I've not died, which is good.
Before, Lucy was wondering that she might die. She was worried she might die from excitement if it went amazing, or die from, you know, shame and embarrassment if it went wrong. But it went amazing.
Yeah.
And you didn't die.
I didn't die.
So talk me through it. What was the buzz like being on stage? There were several hundred people there, weren't there?
Yeah, there was a lot more people than I expected. So that was really exciting. We managed to start a bit of a dance. so.
I think we were flirting with becoming a mosh pit towards the end there.
I think so.
I don't know if there is an Oxford Dictionary definition of a mosh pit.
No, I don't think there is.
But I think you just defined it, Cagoule.
Yeah, hopefully.
So where are your other members? Now that they're famous, have they decided they're not worthy of coming into here and be interviewed?
Probably. No, they're still getting their stuff off the stage. So.
Oh, I like that. You've delegated the role there. Okay.
Yeah, got all my things, they can sort their own stuff out.
That's nice. The high of being famous for 20 minutes, yeah. And then the reality kicks in that you've still got to move your amp.
Yeah. Well, luckily I didn't use my amp, so.
The news everyone wants to know, did the troublesome amp survive?
It survived. It did. Woo! It was fine. There wasn't any trouble with the amp. So.
The amp manned up for you?
It manned up.
So why don't you have an amp as your bassist?
I shared an amp with Cap Gamma because mine's huge. My amp's really big, so it's really difficult to transport.
Oh, that's a beautiful moment. Amp sharing love.
For sharing their amp with me.
So, what's next tonight? Are you just going to party?
Probably. I've got work in the morning, so.
Oh, no, what time?
10:30.
That is so not rock and roll. Doing what?
Selling jewellery.
That is an insight to the start of the musician's dream. A star at night playing to hundreds on one of the most famous stages in the UK, and in about 12 hours' time, you'll be getting your ass out of bed to go and sell jewellery.
Yep, pretty much.
Living the dream. Well, you did get 20 minutes of it tonight. I hope it's inspired you guys to push on and carry on. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. You're amazing. You nailed it.
Thank you.
Feel the music. 100% knots. Music.org.uk.
At the risk of sounding vain, I'm going to start this little interview by introducing myself. My name is Mark Dell, and I've just partaken in a Kappa Gamma-inspired mosh pit in the Rock City main arena.
I didn't see that. I was.
You didn't see me, or you didn't see the mosh pit full stop?
I saw a mosh pit. It was amazing, but I thought it was mainly young children.
They're not allowed to be that young, otherwise they're not allowed in the venue, just in case the magistrates happen to be watching this. I mean, I can't even begin to imagine what the buzz must be like when you're creating that and making that happen.
It was pretty wild, wasn't it? Yeah, it was very exciting.
I think we were like three songs in, and that was the first time I dared look up. And I just saw lots of heads bobbing up and down.
It felt like it felt like there was a bit of foreplay almost between you and the crowd. They're like checking you out, and then suddenly, yeah, like third song, it just took off. Yeah.
I'm kind of lost for words. I'll be honest.
Young women screaming.
Which is quite an achievement.
Shouting my name.
So Julian's saying we got a lot of young girls screaming, and you just got blokes shouting at you.
Oh, it was like a young kid, and I think I'm supposed to know him, but I really don't.
That's one of the funny things about playing a local show. There's people you've seen about town. Maybe you went to school at primary school or something, haven't seen them for many years, and suddenly they're there going, I know him!
Nottingham's a hub like that, though. Like, yeah. There are so many people that are interested in the things that are going on, and that's what keeps it alive, really.
Did you...
Things like music as well, that can kind of give people the exposure they need.
Yeah, can we just say, like, while we've got the chance, massive, thank you. Massive.
Just the tribes breaking themselves as well. Because Cagoule got to play, and that was a really beautiful set. Yeah.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have got to go.
Without wanting to sound too much like a dad, I think both acts, you both did us proud. You both smashed it. You looked at home up there after the initial nerves, and you got a reaction from the crowd. What are you thinking about 2012? I mean, it was already shaping up to be quite a good year for you guys before this competition and that set that you've just played. I mean, you must be taking this pretty seriously now.
I just hope that we can get more opportunities like this that can sort of give us what we deserve. If this is what we deserve,
well,
and if
there's
anything
gonna be touring,
is.
There's going to be some singles, and there's going to be an awesome video. So look out for it.
Awesome. Congratulations.
She's a dream, or so it seems. We're joined together. Becoming what you were. She seemed
with music.org.uk.
Ho, ho, ho!
We get lost and we're late for the evening show, we'll still go. And when Helen said we're all but family now, that's dear to me. When you get out of the woods, leave your clothes behind the wall. That time when your father stood and raised at my front door. Hold your breath and count to ten.
You've just had your playing in Nottingham virginity popped. How was it for you?
I think as virginity popping goes, I was definitely up there.
And in front of like 1,000 to 1,500 other people was quite voyeuristic of you.
Twice as many as when I did it for real. So.
And it's all been filmed from several different angles as well.
No, that's the same.
So you also have the perspective of kind of being at the back. You kind of get that overview look being behind the kit. How did things look from there, looking out on a pretty packed Rock City?
It was amazing, yeah, especially because I was like up on a big riser, so I could kind of actually see everything for once, and I think people can actually see me.
Rob, the social, September 2010, rescue rooms, March 2011, Rock City. That's quite 15 months.
No, it's amazing. Like, we struggled to sell out the social. I remember that being like a huge deal, with it being like one of my favourite bars. And then when you play like my favourite venue in the UK, the world's best live music venue, as it says on the front of it, which it probably is, it's awesome. And yeah, when this kind of went on sale, it was a bit of a, it was kind of us and kind of having a lot of ambition and just totally going for it. And when that actually materialises, it's crazy, you know, the dream is kind of slowly happening, which is a scary and exciting thing.
What I really want to focus in on and try and get across is the vibe, the energy, the buzz of playing that stage for you guys.
No, it was crazy for, you know, like the crowd reaction to some of the songs that, you know, we haven't released at all, and you know, people are jumping up and down to it, and it's crazy. It's quite poignant at some points, especially for the second song we played towards the end. It's called Head in Your Hands. You know, people were going, you know, wild for it.
I'll ask you about the support acts, because one of the things that really impressed me about them was how the crowd reacted to their songs, because obviously they didn't really know them, but they were going for them. What did you think?
Do you know, I truly, dearly love both of the bands, Cagoule and Capagamma, but I'm a real fan, and that's rare that I find a stumble across a new band that I, you know, really in love with, that, especially from, you know, from Nottingham. That's like a real coincidence, and so to have, you know, them both on the same bill has been great, and I wish I could have seen more of both of them. You know, we had all sorts of bits and bobs to do, but they're totally, you know, totally blew me away from what I could hear and see.
You'd never heard of Cagoule before, had you? Did you, no. You only came about them through the competition?
Right, yeah, not at all. And it's really weird because, I guess, you know, judging from the competition, we didn't really know. We purposely kind of didn't find to have the band names present on the CDs. So just kind of listening, and we were like, you know, there's two bands here that are just completely blown us away.
Sound like that when they're 16, when, you know, what are they going to sound like when they're, you know, 18, 17, if they're still together?
They've only been together like 9 months or something, and it's like, they've got some songs there that, like, you know, you could listen to 100 times over and not get bored, and that is like, that's not easy to come by at all.
It's so. Not just a cool vibe or anything like that. There's solid songs there and a really great heart behind it, I can't believe that great bands like that are becoming like, well, there's two tonight on one bill, and maybe us as well.
Feel the music. 100% Knots. Music.org.uk.
I just want to say thank you to everyone who's made tonight possible. George, Dan, and of course Dog Is Dead themselves for giving us those support slots to share with you. Thank you to everyone at Team Music, Confetti and Left Lion for their ongoing support. We couldn't have done the last 3 months without you. Goodbye to Danielle, who leaves us today. Sob. Well done to Cagoule and Kappa Gamma for doing us proud and smashing it. Big 2012s ahead for both bands. We'll see you next year, you sexy mofo. Right, where's this after pie? I've heard there's a hot tub.
Thanks for checking out the latest Music New Music podcast. For track listings, sessions, reviews, and more, check out music.org.uk. Feel the music.